Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell released the state's review of Alaska's 2010 election to the legislature and the public today. Governor Sean Parnell and Treadwell promised to complete a review of last year's election when they signed the certification documents in December. Treadwell said the State Department of Law, the Division of Elections, and others assisted in the review. Many of the proposed changes were prompted by Alaska's thorny Senate race last November.
So as a result of this study, we suggest 34 changes, and the focus of the changes are really in two areas. First off, we want to confirm in law what the courts recommended at the end of the lawsuit on the Senate race, which is that the method by which we count votes needs to follow and take into account the intent of the voter. And there's been legislation pending on that issue. We support that legislation, and the report recommends that we make those changes in law.
After the results of the Senate race were challenged, the courts recommended that the state clarify its election law regarding write-in ballots. Under the state statute, voter intent can be determined by an election official, and the new law would ensure that law is consistent with court rulings. Treadwell said both a Senate and House bill deal with that language. The lieutenant governor said two federal laws are being taken into account while those changes are being considered. They are the Help America Vote Act and the Military Overseas Voting Empowerment Act.
The second thrust of our changes are intended to make it easier for Alaska's servicemen and women, people serving in the military, to vote. And there are several different sets of recommendations there. One is we are making some recommendations to the redistricting board so that polling places make it more easy to bring polling places back on Alaska military bases.
Other changes would move the deadline for declaring write-in candidacy to 21 days before the election. Another would change the primary date.
We are urging the legislature to change the date of the primary election in Alaska, move it forward 2 weeks, move it from the third Tuesday in August to the first Tuesday in August, so that if there's any dispute at the end of a primary and a drawn-out election dispute, we would still be ready to get ballots in the mail 45 days before a general election, which is very important under federal law, required under federal law. And we're not the only state that will be moving its primary.
Many of the changes are aimed at the training of and the work done by poll workers. Treadwell said a University of Alaska study done some years ago on ballot security issues was helpful in the review, and the university will be asked to look at security issues as they are today. Treadwell emphasized that the proposed statute changes would not have made any difference in the outcome of Alaska's Senate race.
After a thorough review of Alaska state case law and the 2010 Senate election, we also concluded that none of the changes that we're recommending today would have changed the result of the 2010 election.
Treadwell said the Federal Department of Justice has to approve any changes in the state's election statute.